Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone. It's 35 minutes past the hour. We're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could join us as well. Recording artist Elant Lee is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but also to debut his new single on our program, Take the World. Elant, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, glad to have you on with us. You know, when I was hearing the single Take the World, one of the things that really struck me is that, you know, it's very obvious that you not only have a passion for music, but also enjoy music as well. Tell our listeners exactly when you realized that music was kind of your vehicle that you were going to use to speak to the world.
You know what, I've been doing it from quite a young age. When I come back from playing football overseas, I was about 16, and it was into my last year of high school when I kind of decided to pursue it properly. Previously, I'd done some stuff in like high school productions, but when I really started taking my songwriting seriously, I signed my first record deal at 17 off the back of the first song I ever wrote, actually.
Wow. And so when you were able to see that people were not only, you know, able to, you know, to enjoy your music, but wanted to hear more of you, what was that like to have something that you love to do then? I mean, be something that then you realize, okay, this could actually be something more. It could actually be a profession for me.
What was it like? It was, I don't know, when I was so young, I didn't quite understand what it meant. If I kind of was able to talk to my younger self, I'd kind of tell myself to be more appreciative and more understanding of just how massive the opportunity that presented itself was. Back then, it was kind of like I was just a kid singing songs that I loved to sing that I'd written, and people wanted to hear them. So I didn't really think about it too much. I just went for it and did it.
Right. You went for it, did it. And, you know, when it came to, of course, today, you know, we look at how people are able to, you know, amass fans literally around the world, especially because of the Internet. You know, when you think about that aspect, when you think about people enjoying your music, I mean, is that just an added benefit for you, Elant, to know that you're able to create something that people do enjoy?
I think for me, it's like one of the most, if not the most important thing. I suppose I have to, firstly, as the artist, I have to enjoy the music that I'm creating, otherwise you'd hear it in my recordings. But the best kind of feeling I can have is having people come to me after a show or after hearing a song on the radio and just going, thank you for writing that song, because that song touches my heart. It appeals to a situation I was in, or just whatever way people recognize it and they let me know that they appreciate it. That's the best feeling I can tell you about as a songwriter, aside from hearing the kind of the lyrics that you've written being sung back to you in a show, which in its own way tells you that people enjoy it.
Right. You know, I think what is so amazing about stories like yours, Elant, is that, you know, we talk about a lot on this program, in fact, about the universal language that music is. Is that one of the things, regardless of when you started, is that one of the things that seems to really stand out for you, that no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, music is something that can touch you or reach you where you are?
I think that's exactly what it is. It's music is something that doesn't really have a boundary. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you look like, what you do, or, you know, what people might even think about you. Music is something that can touch everybody, and sometimes if you're lucky to be that artist, your music will actually cross all the borders and all the boundaries and go across the whole world.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Elin Lee. He's an individual who started off in this business quite early, as he was talking about here, but definitely has found success for himself and been able to see this success kind of spread around the world. You know, let's see the best way to ask this for you, Elin. Does it seem real to you that something like music can reach people the way that it is? I know I asked you about it being this vehicle that you use, and you talked about how early you started. But when you think about something that you created actually being available to the world, you know, how humbling is that to know that the gift that you have been able to hold on to is something that people are actually enjoying?
You know what? It's quite a strange thing, and I'm going to answer your question in a different way. But
okay,
I remember not too long ago, I suppose it was a little while back now, but when the iPod first came out, and a buddy of mine had just bought his iPod, and he looked at me and he said, "Man, how cool is your song is on my iPod?" Like, he managed to buy my song, put it on his iPod, go around and travel with it, listen to it, love it. It just kind of, that feeling for me was going like, hey, what's going through my head and my heart and ended up going through my piano or my guitar is now traveling to someone around the world and they love it. So to say that people can take it with them is just a great feeling. And for feelings and emotion to be able to live inside a song and into a recording and onto someone's kind of listening device, it's such a journey for a song to take. It's so special to have people take it in and really get into it all.
Right. You know, one of the things that I was reading when I was getting ready for this segment is that, you know, here you know, have this new project. Like I said, we're going to hear the one single, Take the World From It. It's called Conversations Over Time. What does that mean for you? What is this project, what does it represent for you, and when it comes to us, the listeners, Elin?
You know what, Conversations Over Time was something I didn't even realize was happening until it finally developed. I've been writing songs just because it's what I do. I like to write songs. And after my last album in the UK, I kind of got to about 6 or 7 songs just having been written when I realized that each one of the songs had been written about a conversation I'd had with someone. So it wasn't like I was spilling private information, but it was more like if I'd had a special conversation with a girl, or if I'd broken up with someone, or the journeys I'd taken into a friend telling me about his heartache, about losing someone in his life. And every song was a conversation over time. And what was so amazing was how the conversations were developing over time. So if we had spoken before, it would have been a question of our conversation would have been about how I was planning to release in America, how Take the World was developing, how all these things were coming about, and how conversation over time would be that it's now actually releasing in America. And I have the song and I'm getting going. So the conversation proves over time and how fascinating life can be when given the opportunity to grow.
Right. Well, I'm going to let you introduce the single Take the World here in a moment, but what do you hope that listeners are able to take away from this single as my producer cues it up?
Sorry, say that again. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was just saying I'm going to let you introduce the single here in a moment, but what do you hope our listeners take away from the single Take the World when they hear it?
You know what? Take the World is something that everybody can do. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It might be a case of being a single mom who's working 2 jobs and you're taking the world in your own way. Take the World stands to live in the best way that you can, in the best way that you can, being in your eyes, because if you believe you're doing the right thing, then you should pursue it. It doesn't mean that when people look at you, you have to do the right thing to impress them. You must do it to impress yourself. That's taking the world.
Yeah. Well, since we have you here, Elin, why don't you do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. I'm Elin Lea, and this is Take the World. I hope you enjoy it.
They say I'm different. You better know something about me, 'cause I'm gonna follow the lines that you can see. I see your sentiments. Sometimes I hope
was Elon Lee here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com with his single Take the World from his brand new project. He's actually with us today talking with us about this journey, a journey that started early for him in life that has been able to continue. You know, Elon, you know, when you think about starting music so early, you know, when I think of some people who start off in their teens, and sometimes they are able to that longevity. Other times, you know, we find out about them for a short time and then they're gone. What is it about music that keeps you being faithful to it? Because it's very obvious that it's a gift that you have. But I think you would agree that we all have gifts that sometimes we kind of let fall by the wayside a little bit. What keeps you coming back to music that makes you want to keep sharing with all of us?
I think on this one specifically, sometimes the harder it is to achieve something, the harder it is to let it go, if that makes sense. It's been such a journey with so many ups and downs and many pitfalls and so many hills that it's consumed me every day for the last 13 years that I actually couldn't tell you how I would even begin to let it go. I've had to push myself to improve and get better at what I do, and I've had the opportunity to work with so many fantastic people that have helped me improve. I actually couldn't even imagine letting it go. But that said, I think that the reason people do sometimes let go or let talent fall by the wayside is because it's hard to pursue talent. Talent is something that is critiqued the most, and when people criticize you, often you let it go because in your eyes it's starting to fade, or maybe you don't believe in your talent. So I think that perseverance is the biggest key to not letting it fade away.
Right. You know, there is, with this new project, and this is one of the things I thought was so powerful about it, is that you, I think, co-wrote, Elon, pretty much every single on the new project, and you have a special connection, actually, with the Bee Gees that's a part of this program as well. Would you like to share that with our listeners?
Yes, of course. All I can say is that I had the absolute immense pleasure and privilege of working with the late legend Mr. Robin Gibb himself, and Robin, of course, being one of the most famous and successful songwriters of all time. When I met him, he said to me that he'd be honored to work with me, which made no sense in my mind because I was just a kid trying to make my way up, and he was like, I'm so excited. Well, he just wanted to work with me, so I kind of took the opportunity with both hands, and I thank my lucky stars for it every day, and I look up to the sky and tell Robin, like, thank you very much, I miss you, and I hope you're watching over me, because he made so much of this possible, not in terms of being hands-on in the project, but just because he guided me so much in how to write songs and how to, I always refer to it as how to dig into the basement of our emotion and connect our lyrics with melodies. He taught me so much without actually having to teach me. He just did, and I watched and learned from him. It was an incredible experience.
Yeah. Well, I think that is so cool that you were able to have that, you know, experience and be able to work with someone like that and to know how they respected your work as well. I think that is a great testament as well. To you and also to your craft. Again, Elon Lee, everyone. Conversations Over Time is the name of the new project. Go ahead and let our listeners know how to be able to stay in contact with you and of course, how to be able to enjoy the music as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a struggle. It's a common one, but it's actually pronounced Elon Lee. There's like an at the end of Lee.
I apologize for that.
Don't even worry about it. It's such fun. In fact, we're going to do a competition soon. We'll do a competition on like a fun thing on how to pronounce Elon Lee correctly, and people will win a whole bunch of prizes. It'll be a good fun show.
Awesome.
You know, you can get in touch with me on Facebook. It's Elon Lee Music. So facebook.com/Elon Lee Music, and Elon Lee is spelled E-L-A-N-L-E-A, and then of course just music. You can reach me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Elon Lee. And I've got my own website, obviously, which is elonlee.com. And if you like the single, you can buy it. It's on iTunes and Amazon and all those wonderful things.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be posting my review of it on Amazon as well, Elon. And thank you so much for taking out the time. I know you've been quite busy. but I appreciate you taking out the time to speak to our radio and online listeners, not only about the journey, but also about the new music as well. So congratulations to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you, absolutely, and likewise, and thank you so much for the support.
Oh, no problem. Glad to do it. Again, Alon Leah, everyone, make sure you do pick up the new single, Take the World. As you said, it's available on iTunes and Amazon.com. And also look out for that contest. I'm going to enter myself, Alon, so I'm going to be practicing and make sure make sure that I get some of those prizes, no problem. So make sure you, look him up also on Twitter as well. We'll be tagging him in this post also as we post the link to this conversation. Now, if you did miss any part of our interview with Alon, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. If you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you'll find the link already there. On Twitter, we're at Cyrus Webb. That's CyrusWebb. We actually tagged Alon there on Twitter, so you'll be able to find his Twitter handle on our page, and that way you can go straight to his from our page as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.